So look, if you want to grow your wealth, your income, and increase the amount of time off, then these are the shortcuts that can help. Welcome to the Wealth Creation Podcast. And good morning, everybody. It's Dan Latto speaking. Hope you're well today. So in today's podcast, we're going to talk to you about success. And actually, this podcast came from a thought process that I was having just yesterday, where I was thinking about how many times somebody starts down a particular path and then doesn't get to the end destination. And it came from a question that I was asked yesterday from a chap that we are going to do a website for. And he was saying, he was talking to someone and he was thinking, should I do this or should I do this? And it was on a property journey. And it got me thinking, actually. I replied to him and then it got me thinking down this thought process of, actually, do you know what? It doesn't matter if you do this one or if you do this one. Both have the same opportunities to be successful. And so, in other words, it actually doesn't matter what the strategy is. Okay, so you can go down this particular path and do this thing, or you can go down this particular path and go and do this thing. It actually doesn't matter which one you choose. So the question to ask is, have other people been down this path and been successful? And if the answer is yes, then you can be successful too. And likewise, have other people been down this path, a different path, and have they been successful? And if the answer is yes, then you can too. And the difference is either one has the opportunity to be successful. The thing that's going to make it successful is the person that's doing the choosing. So it actually doesn't matter which strategy you want to go down. Do you want to be, for example, world famous podcaster in the knitting industry? Like, as ridiculous as that sounds, I bet there is quite a few podcasts for something as random as knitting. And I bet they have annual knitting events where the superstar of the knitting world gets on stage and riles up the stage. And so something as ridiculous as that, it doesn't matter what the strategy is. It doesn't matter what the industry is. It doesn't matter where you are. Are you in sales? Are you in marketing? Are you the director? Are you the doer? Every person that starts a business in a particular industry, that industry will have successes, it'll have mediocre, and it'll have utter failures. And so the thing that makes the difference is the person doing it. And so one of the things I've noticed is that we see people going, okay, I've gone down this path and I've not got the results yet, so I'm going to give up and I'm going to go down this path. And Keith Cunningham, who allegedly is Rich Dad out of the Rich Dad Poor Dad books, he describes this really well. He calls it the cafeteria experience. I don't know what he calls it. Something to do with a cafeteria. And it's what happens is you go to the cafeteria and there's two lines. With the checkout, there's one there and one there, and so you go down on this one and it takes ages, and you see the other line going really fast, so you swap lines, you go to the back of that one, and then that one then starts going slow, and the one that you were just in, that starts moving fast, so you move to the back of that line and you're constantly moving to the back of the lines. And so when you're switching from one particular strategy over to another strategy, you're constantly going to the back of the line. Now, I've actually done this as well. So in my experiences, I've been very well known for being in property. I've got a property for 23, 24 years now. And we've done property coaching. We've stood on stage. We've talked about property. And we still have property and we still love property to some extent. It's caused some challenges recently. But we still generally love it. And so I was well known for being in property. And we were doing marketing all the way through, but it's just not something that I was known for. So I made a conscious decision to actually stop teaching on property and coaching on property and doing one-on-one coaching, really. I still do a little bit, but I made a decision to stop doing that on property and move over to owning a marketing agency. And so that was me moving from near the end of the queue in that cafeteria and getting paid. I mean, we got paid all the way through and we still do, but, you know, for the sake of a metaphor. But what happened was we got to nearly the end of the till, and then we made a decision to actually leave that queue and go to the back of this other one called marketing, a content agency. And so now we're heading forwards down that particular queue. But what we find is that some people, they get to back of one queue and they try it for a little bit and then go, oh no, I've not got results yet, so I'm going to quit. I'm going to go do something else. And then we go to the back of that queue and we go, oh, well, you know, I'm not getting results. I'm going to quit that. I'm going to go something else. And what they do is they go from one thing to another thing to another thing. They flip from one aspect to another, and then they never, ever get very far. And it's ridiculous because, as I say, it doesn't matter what the strategy is. Your strategy could be anything. Just pick a random strategy. Long distance marathon runner. Can you make money doing that? Oh, no, you can't make money doing that, Dan. Of course you can. Do people make money doing that? Like, pick one. Pick a random thing. Anything. For somebody who makes group mugs, can they make a living making group mugs? Of course I can. Oh, no, Dan, of course if I can't do that. Of course I can. You can make a living doing anything if you stick with it long enough. And so then we were faced or challenged with this next bit, which is not only not giving up too early, but actually knowing when to give up. And that can be really, really hard. And I don't have an answer for you. I just need you to recognise it. It can be that you're going down this particular path and you've been doing this thing for years and years and years. And, you know, it's like a pyramid and you're heading towards the top of this pyramid. And at the top of the pyramid is perfection, is where you know how to sell, you know how to deliver the product. And at the bottom, you don't know how to sell and you don't know how to deliver. And you're on your way up to the top of this pyramid. You might be halfway up and it's taking you 5 years to get halfway up. And at that point, you're like, okay, do I spend the rest of my life energy for the next 5 years? Maybe that's what it will take. Maybe it'll take another 10 years to get to the top. And is that worth it? Or actually, is it worth me swapping that around and joining a different pyramid? And honestly, there is actually no way of doing this. I was watching a short video with Gary Vee just a few days ago, and he was talking about for the first 7 to 11 years, nobody even watched his wine library. Nobody. Like, nobody watched it. He's been live every day for years. And it took an awful long time. And this is, you know, he likes this idea of patience. And, you know, I like the idea of patience as well, but I'm impatiently waiting for patience, right? So you've got to decide, is this journey that you're on right now, is that worth the next 5 to 10 years of your life energy? And is this where you want to even end up? Because some people see their current journey as being a stepping stone to the next journey. And why not just go straight onto the next journey and get to the back of that queue instead of going down 5 years in this journey and then getting to the back of the queue in 5 years? Why not just go do that now? And so we call that start with the end in mind. Like, what do you want? Like this is, by the way, all coaching is self-coaching. So as my thought process is going through this, and I say, well, what do you want? And I say to myself, well, I want to be fit. And I go, okay, well, you start going to the gym now. Yeah, but I want to be fit in 5 years. Yeah, so you start going to the gym now. Yeah, but I want to be fit in 5 years. Why don't I go in 5 years? Because you don't choose to get fit and then you wake up next day and you're fit. It takes 5 years. I want to be a millionaire. Okay, so you start doing the things that millionaires do now. Yeah, but I've got to get a job and I've got to go to work. No, you need to leave your job. You need to become self-employed. Well, I need the money to survive. Well, you better find a way quickly of being good at being self-employed then. Like, this is what we talk about when we talk about starting with the end in mind. Where do you want to be in life? I want to be married and 3 kids. Great. Are you on Match.com? No, not doing that. No. Beggars can't be choosers. And when I say beggars can't be choosers, we're all beggars, by the way. Unless you're Rishi Sunak with 630 million quid sat in his bank about to tell poor people today. It's the spring statement, isn't it? Rishi Sunak's going to tell poor people that they can do without even more money, which is always pleasant. Anyway, let's move on to the next one before we get political. We'll probably do a podcast on that later today when he screws people over. I hope you got your Vaseline ready. Just makes it a bit easier. Okay, now the last bit here is that you can be successful at anything. It actually doesn't matter what the thing is. I bought a pump yesterday. Not a bicycle pump, a pump for getting water out because we've had heavy rains. And here is the instruction manual for pumps, right? Like, could you be a successful instruction manual writer? Of course you can. The world exists. I've never met any, but when you go to a party, there must be people who go, what do you do for a living? And you go, oh, I write. You know when you have a leak in your basement and you get a pump to pump the water out? I write instruction manuals for that. Like, that person exists. Like, it doesn't matter what it is. There's a person who exists to design mouses. There's a person who designs headphones, like, that sit in your ear with a little knobble on top so it doesn't fall out of your ear. Microphones, cameras, cups, tables, chairs, clothes, lights, graphic design, everything. It doesn't matter what it is. And there's a mixture of people who are really good at graphic design who make a lot of money. There's also people who are really good at graphic design who don't make any money. And there are people who are terrible at graphic design and they make decent money. And so you can actually be successful at anything. It doesn't matter what the strategy is, which is what we talked about right at the start, but you can make a decision and then commit to the strategy that you're doing and just end up with success. Now, I was watching LeBron James. LeBron James scored, I don't know what he scored. He scored 60 points, was it? 57 points. He's 37. He's in the top three to win the scoring title, which is average points per game in the NBA right now. He's 37. He's on his 19th year. He's one of the oldest people in the NBA right now. He's still scoring 30 points a game. Absolutely amazing. But one of the things I found really interesting is that LeBron James actually spends about $1 million every year on his body, from massage to keep fit, everything, like stretching, heat baths, everything, cold baths, the whole lot. So he spends the best money that he can do to maintain his physique so that he can continue for another, probably, well, I'd say 18 months to 2 years, because he's after the all-time scoring to beat Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, to have the most points than anybody else. And so he's got this focus from the age of, I think he was like 17 or 18, he's one of the last high schoolers to start the NBA from school. But he had this commitment all the way through, which has got him to this point. And right now the Lakers are doing really bad. People are getting booed all the time and so on. And yet he's still showing up. It doesn't matter what problems he's got. He's still showing up every day, day in, day out, regardless as to whether he's winning, regardless as to whether he's losing. He stays in, day out, with the belief. He actually thinks he'll make the playoffs. In his mind, he's like, you know what? We can actually win. He thinks he can win the playoffs, even though, like, they'll be lucky to even get in them. In his mind, he's got that winning mental attitude that I can be successful at anything. And he's got that because he's committed for the last 19 years to being the best version of himself. And if you can commit for the next 5 to 10 years to be the best version of whatever it is that you are, or whatever it is that you would like to be in terms of strategy, in terms of building business and growing wealth and all of that kind of thing, if you can commit to that strategy for the next 5 to 10 years, I pretty much guarantee that in 10 years' time, you'll be where you want to be. Will you have ups? Absolutely. Will you have absolute downs that makes you wonder what the hell you're doing? And you might even wake up this morning and think, what the hell am I doing? I certainly do from time to time. It's just normal. It's just part of life. But those people who commit and stick with it, they'll get the results regardless. And that's what I want for you. Anyway, hope that's useful this morning. We'll catch up with you on the next podcast. My name's Dan Latto. Have yourselves a wicked day. Take care. Hey, it's Dan here. Thank you for listening. Really appreciate each and every one of you. Please click like or subscribe to the entire podcast.